Unit 2. Page 16. Exercise 2.
The Wood Wide Web. It's a network that allows individuals to communicate, even when they're some distance apart. They can swap and give things they need, share news, and send warnings of danger. And no, I'm not talking about the internet. I'm talking about fungi. If, like most of us, you only think about fungi when you want mushrooms on your pizza, you may be surprised to learn that these organisms aren't plants, or animals for that matter. They're classified as a completely separate biological kingdom. The mushrooms that you eat grow above ground. Below ground is a network of thin white threads called a mycelium, which might support the growth of any number of mushrooms. Like the roots of a tree, the mycelium extracts nutrients from the soil in order to feed the rest of the organism. A mycelium may be too small to see except under a microscope. At the opposite extreme, some are enormous, spanning several thousands of acres. Until recently, most biologists believed that fungi were harmful to plants. But now, we know that at least 90% of the world's plants have mycelia attached to their roots, and that many fungi and plant species depend on each other for survival. A fungus benefits by feeding on carbohydrates produced through photosynthesis inside the plant that it connects to. In return, the fungus provides a range of services to the plant. Firstly, it protects the plant from various diseases. Secondly, the fungus's mycelium network allows the plant to access a much larger area of soil than it could through its roots alone, helping it to find sufficient water. And thirdly, the fungus supplies the plant with vital nutrients such as phosphorus and nitrogen. Fungi are experts at extracting these nutrients, not only from soil, but also from solid rock. One type of fungus can even kill small soil-dwelling bugs and break down their bodies to obtain nitrogen, some of which it then passes on to the trees that it's connected to. But the benefits go much further than this. Each mycelium is linked to several plants, and each plant to several mycelia, in a huge and complex network of underground biological pathways. This, scientists have discovered, allows plants plugged in to the network to communicate with each other. If one plant is being attacked by insects or disease, it releases chemical signals into the fungal web as an early warning system for plants nearby. The neighboring plants, whether of the same or different species, can then release protective enzymes to help them survive an attack. In some cases, they even produce chemicals that attract predators of the attacking insect. The fungal network also enables plants to exchange resources for the benefit of the community. A dying tree might give its remaining phosphorus and nitrogen to other trees via the mycelial pathways. Or a full-grown tree might send its nutrients to a young seedling struggling to photosynthesize and produce food because its larger neighbors are blocking out the sun. This happens among trees of the same species, and even with trees of different species. But a parent tree's first priority is usually to its own offspring. Working as it should, the fungal network makes the forest more resilient in times of hardship. Not surprisingly, however, problems arise when the network is disrupted. Older trees have more links into the system than younger ones, and cutting down too many at the same time can affect the health of the whole forest. As forests around the world become smaller and more isolated from each other due to human activity, they have less of a community to rely on. Next time you walk through a forest, consider not just the trees towering above you, but also the biological internet beneath your feet. Always active, always sharing information and resources. And if you spot a single tree in an urban environment, consider the impact that isolation has on it. Like humans, trees do best when they can communicate.